Today, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency accused North Korea of playing a game of nuclear brinkmanship. Over the past week, North Korea has dismantled surveillance equipment at a nuclear complex and has begun moving fresh fuel rods to a controversial reactor there. The IAEA and the U.S. fear that North Korea may try to produce plutonium to add to its suspected nuclear arsenal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the difficult policy choices facing the Bush administration.
Without surveillance equipment, international inspectors have no way to know whether North Korea is reviving its nuclear program. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned North Korea this week that Washington is not too focused on Iraq and could win two simultaneous wars if necessary. But in an interview on NBC's Today Show, the incoming chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Richard Lugar, cautioned against the military option.
It would be very inadvisable. And the North Koreans would retaliate most likely by a strike against South Korea that could be devastating in the Seoul area. So our strategy now has to be one of multilateral engagement.
That's what the Bush administration has done so far, worked with allies to maintain pressure on North Korea. State Department officials say the U.S. won't give in to nuclear blackmail. Robert Gallucci, dean of the Edmund Walsh School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University, believes the Bush administration has a strong posture, but not a clear policy.
There were, in 1994, the last time we had this kind of a crisis, very few options, and those same options are before us now.
In 1994, Gallucci says the U.S. was heading toward a violent confrontation with North Korea. Gallucci was advising President Clinton at the time and ended up negotiating the so-called agreed framework, under which North Korea suspended its nuclear program in exchange for foreign energy supplies.
This administration is viscerally, intellectually, emotionally, in every way, uncomfortable with negotiating with countries it has labeled rogue states. That begins to limit what the administration can do, and it may be ironically left in a position of defense and deterrence, which sounds strong, but really translates to accepting a North Korean nuclear weapons program mated with a ballistic missile program. Not a very good outcome.
Gallucci says the North Koreans began cheating on the 1994 agreement well before President Bush came to office. It has ramped up its activities ever since President Bush included North Korea, Iran, and Iraq in his axis of evil. The Bush administration has gone to great lengths to dismiss the idea that the North Koreans were provoked by President Bush's rhetoric. Peter Brooks of the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation argues the latest actions by North Korea and Iran's continued nuclear program only reinforce Mr. Bush's views.
I think the fact is that the president was right and he was prescient about these three countries. Now we're seeing the issue with Iran and its nuclear program. We're seeing North Korea, and we've got the issues that we're facing, as you well know, in Iraq. So I think the president was absolutely right about these countries.
Brooks says the situation is not yet at crisis point in North Korea. Gallucci, though, sees much clearer parallels to the 1994 crisis and argues for direct talks with the North Koreans. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.